And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Every show has a theme, and today's theme is potpourri. Each of my guests is discussing an interesting topic, no two of which are related. My next guest believes the next 10,000 days may be the most important in your life. He's discovered that by age 40, most people turn their attention away from the daily grind to thinking about their legacy. We'll discuss how to make the rest of your life the best of your life from his book, 10,000 Days. If you want to join in the conversation or ask a question, you can always call us at 639-0008. Tom Hinton serves as the chairman of 10,000 Days Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization based in San Diego, California, that's dedicated to helping people live a life worth remembering, achieving abundance, and discover their high purpose in life. Tom is a popular speaker and has addressed over 900 audiences since 1999. Tom is the author of four books, including his latest release titled 10,000 Days, The Rest of Your Life, The Best of Your Life. Welcome to the show, Tom. How are you today?
Hey, it's great to be here, Billy. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being our special guest. Now, I liked your book, and in your book you write that most people don't pay much attention to their legacy or discovering their higher purpose until they're well into their 40s or 50s. Why is that?
Well, Billy, I think the primary reason is that we spend our first 10,000 days, which, of course, I refer to in the book as our discovery years. And by the way, 10,000 days equates to 27 years, 3 months, and a few days. So really, from ages 1 through 27, we're born, we're raised, we're educated, we start our career, maybe settle down, start a family. And by the time you know it, those 27 years have passed. Our next 10,000 days, which is approximately ages 28 to maybe 54 or so, we spend raising our family, climbing the corporate ladder, trying to keep up with the Joneses. So who has time to think about their spiritual wellness or rediscovering all those wild and wonderful dreams we had when we were footloose and fancy free? I think the late John Lennon said it best. He said, you know, life just happens, and before you know it, it's over.
Right.
So when you approach your legacy years, which is our third 10,000 days, you know, and our bodies begin to sag a little bit and wrinkle, suddenly, I think there's an awareness that takes place. Our thoughts turn to more substantive things like our legacy, taking better care of ourselves, our wellness, if you will, and really cultivating our inner spirit and living a life worth remembering. So the bottom line here is, I think, Billy, we have to be mature emotionally and spiritually before that transformation can occur. And usually for most of us, that happens in our late 40s or early 50s.
I see. All right, that makes sense, and hence the title for your book. But most of us, even now, are sort of living day to day, and the idea of 10,000 days might as well be a lifetime. How do you respond to people who want to be cured or be transformed quickly?
Well, I think, unfortunately, I'm not sure about you, but I'm a baby boomer. And
I am too.
Younger generations, I think we've been led to believe that anything can be cured by, popping a pill or charging it on your credit card. And unfortunately, that's too bad because it only creates bigger headaches and problems for us. You know, Billy, the hard truth, the reality is that there is no quick fix. I was listening to Mark Lindsay just before us, and anybody who tells you that you can turn your life around in 48 hours is sort of bulla bulla, as we like to say. You don't want to buy that. And that goes for weight loss classes, self-help programs, and even Viagra. So I don't think there's a quick fix. The reality is, we probably live 45 or 50 years by the time we wake up and realize, oh my God, how do I live a life worth remembering? How do I create that legacy? And so that's really what the course of 10,000 days, which is what the book is based on, is all about. It takes time.
All right. My guest is Tom Hinton. He's the author of the book, as he said, 10,000 Days, The Rest of Your Life, The Best of Your Life. So, Tom, in the book, you refer to something that you call the inner spirit. What is the inner spirit, and why is it human nature to want to connect with the inner spirit?
Well, you know, there are three dimensions or elements that really make up the total being. You have your ego, your emotions, and what I'd like to refer to as your inner spirit. Some people might refer to it as the soul or something else. I think the inner spirit is a very sort of neutral, appropriate term, and that's what the Course of 10,000 Days refers to it as. But to the heart of your question, during those first 20,000 days, Billy, most of the emphasis, and you think about it, through our discovery years and our fulfillment years, all the emphasis is placed on sort of consumerism. It's placed on being fulfilled with materialistic stuff. And so our inner spirit, which is always there, is suppressed, and it's very difficult to surface when your ego and your emotions dominate sort of that triad of the human being.
Mm-hmm.
And so it isn't until we hit that magic age of maybe our late 40s, early 50s, where we start to say to ourselves, gosh, there's got to be more to life than just making money and driving a fast car and stuff like that. You know, there has to be something where you feel makes your life worthwhile and you've accomplished something meaningful. So that's where the inner spirit comes into play, and that surfaces. And I'll tell you, Billy, it's absolutely amazing how powerful our inner spirit really is, because it can guide us to happiness, abundance, wellness, if we just listen to it.
Well, let's talk about that, shall we? I mean, kind of give us the secret sauce, if you will. How do we begin building the life of fulfillment that you just talked about, that's that life that's going to live as our legacy, Tom?
Well, it's a tough question, frankly. Nobody's going to make things right for you in your life except you.
Right.
You need to figure out who you are, what you want out of life, and then go make it happen. You know, I'm sure you've had Mark Victor Hansen and my friend Jack Canfield on the program from Chicken Soup of the Soul.
Sure, we all know that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've got a great expression. They say, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. And I think that's probably a good theme for most of us baby boomers who are searching for more meaningful answers in life. I think the whole thing about the Course of 10,000 Days, which, by the way, is the weekend retreat around which the book 10,000 Days was written, I think it can help people, because you need to learn how to create your life plan, set meaningful goals, and begin to move your life forward. And we all need help from time to time to sort of climb out of what I like to call that velvet rut that we get stuck
the
in.
The velvet rut? I've never heard that. That's cute.
Well, you know, think about it. You know, we all get in ruts, but sometimes they're really comfortable and, you know, they're cozy and you know, they're not prickly and they're not agitating. And so we get comfortable in there. And I'd like to refer to that as the velvet rut, because unless somebody comes along and really kicks us in the rear, we're not going to get out of that rut.
That makes sense. My guest is Tom Hinton. We're talking about his book, 10,000 Days. Tom, in your book, you really pose two of life's most difficult questions, and they're ones that at some point in our life we all have to address. So tell us, what are life's most difficult questions, and how can we go about addressing them?
Well, I think the most difficult question for me, and maybe our listeners would agree, is that you get to a point and you say, gee, I've been successful. I mean, for the past 20-plus years, I've had a very good career as a speaker and an author, primarily working with corporations. And, you know, you wake up one day as the kids get a little older and start to move away, and like that old Peggy Lee song, is this all there is to life? And I wasn't unhappy, but I certainly was unfulfilled. And I was unfulfilled, Billy, because I hadn't focused on my inner spirit like I should have. And so about 7 years ago, I began that journey, that transformation. And one of the questions that I started to ask myself is, what's my higher purpose? Not my life purpose. And my life purpose really was my career and trying to make a difference to help other people through my business excellence programs. But my higher purpose, I realized, was something that only my inner spirit could answer. So that was the first question. And I think the second question that also hit me about 7 years ago was the question of how do I live a life worth remembering? We all want a legacy, and I think it's important, and it's sort of an ego-driven question, but it's also a spiritual question that, you know, what are people going to say about you when you're dead and gone? Well, you better start working on that now if you want them to think something positive. You know, Tom Peters, who's a great business speaker, he always said that I hope they have something more profound to etch on my tombstone than Tom made budget. Now, so I certainly want to do something more meaningful in my life than just make budget. So that's why I wrote the book, and that's why I've been on this spiritual journey, this journey of really summoning up my inner spirit to try to make a difference in life.
Well, Tom, if you don't mind, let's use your life story as an example. How did you find your higher purpose? I mean, you'd spent 20 years very successfully in business as a consultant and so forth. How did you move from your basic life's purpose to your higher purpose?
Well, you know, I did a program for a Fortune 50 company. This is probably about 7 years ago, and I've done over 900 paid speaking engagements over the past 20 years. And you know, Billy, one day I finished this program and it occurred to me the people in the audience heard it, but I'm not sure they internalized the message. And I came to realize that corporations are a bit like battleships. They take a long time to turn around and change course. And so it was at that point that I decided that since I was already working with people or the individuals in companies, because, you know, frankly, companies are really made up of people, I said, why not go right to the source and try to help people transform their lives? And that was sort of an epiphany for me. And, you know, the other thing I discovered is it's much more rewarding and gratifying to work with individuals because I get to see results right away. You know, people can communicate, whereas companies have a very difficult time giving feedback.
True, true. That makes sense. But let me ask you, what would you say to critics who say, you know, Tom, that's all well and good, but isn't this all just a little airy-fairy for a business person like yourself to understand and accept?
Well, I don't think so. I think there's a harsh reality, and that reality is that when you hit your late 40s or early 50s, as I have, suddenly you realize you're not bulletproof anymore. You're mortal, and you begin to see your parents and maybe family members and even friends who might be a little older pass away. And when that reality sets in, I think your inner spirit surfaces, as it did in my case, and you begin to hear that sort of queasiness in your stomach where these difficult troubling questions surface, and questions like, what are you going to really do with your life? What are you going to do to make a difference? When you see a piece on television where people are starving and yet we have tremendous food abundance or energy abundance in our country, and those questions really begin to weigh on you, and you begin to hold yourself accountable for your own results, I don't dismiss that as airy-fairy. I think that's substantive, and I think that's where the rubber hits the road in terms of life.
Very well said. My guest is Tom Hinton, author of the book 10,000 Days. Now, Tom, in reading your book, one of the things that I ran across is you talk about something in the book called Good Vibrations, and you're a baby boomer like myself, so I immediately thought of the Beach Boys song Good Vibrations when I read that. But describe for us what you mean in your book by Good Vibrations.
Well, hey, I'm a Beach Boys fan and have to pay attribution to Dennis Wilson and the others, Brian Wilson and his brothers. Great song. And, you know, I think the relevance for me is that when you've got your life in balance, you know, I mentioned earlier, Billy, that life is sort of a triad of your emotions, your ego, and your inner spirit. And when that triad or that triangle stands properly, you're going to have some good vibrations. Specifically, things are going to start coming your way when you have your life in balance and you're not just out of kilter because your ego is leading you in the wrong direction or you're emotionally driven. But if you have your inner spirit holding up its own leg of that triangle, you're in balance. And that's where the good vibrations analogy comes from.
Gotcha. Gotcha, Tom. Now, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, 10,000 Days?
Well, I think there are a couple of things. Number one, there's hope for all of us. You know, some people, Billy, have some real serious issues and challenges. I've been blessed in my life that I've never gone through, a life-threatening illness or a divorce or any of those very difficult and disturbing issues, but I know many of your listeners have. And what I want to say to them is, look, I don't care whether you're 40 or 50 or 60, there's hope for you, and you can have a life of happiness, but you have to first develop a sense of self-respect before you can find happiness and abundance in your life. And to do that, you really need to get on track. And the first step I would recommend is to get a copy of 10,000 Days, read it, internalize it, and if you think it's something that works for you, maybe sign up for the course of 10,000 Days weekend retreat.
Now,
and
Tom?
In that, I was just going to add that, you know, what the weekend retreat is all about is that it reminds you that you're unique and special. You've been blessed with some very special talents and gifts that nobody else possesses. And so why not discover those if you're not already putting them to use? And that's how you get back on track.
All right. And I was just going to ask you, Tom, if people are interested in what they hear, they want to learn more about you, maybe learn more about that weekend retreat, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, the easiest place to go is to my website, which is Tom Hinton, H-I-N-T-O-N, TomHinton.com. If you want to buy the book, it's available on Amazon.com in the ebook Kindle version. Or if you want a hard copy, just email me at tom@tomhinton.com, and we'll get it out to you.
That is great, Tom. I want to thank you for being my special guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Hey, Billy the Brain, thanks so much. It's great being with you and KKZZ.
Take care. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.